Welcome back to the Friends Podcast. I'm your host, Embria, and we got
Gianni, aka Bubba.
Yeah, you got Mr. Terrence, aka Mr. Tuss, in the building. That boy Tuss, follow me on Instagram, all platforms.
I go by Kiwan, but on Instagram, I'm known as It's Me Kiwan.
Yes. Okay. So we're back with another episode for y'all.
Yes.
If y'all watched the last podcast, like, we spoke about a whole bunch of, like, controversial and a whole bunch of, like, serious topics.
Yes, and you should go watch that episode.
Yeah, go, yeah, pause this and go watch it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched that, y'all might as well just go ahead and leave and watch that. Like, and if y'all are watching this right now, thank you for watching this. And thank you to our sponsor, Anchor.
Yes.
Like, shout out to them.
Anchor. Yes. Bitch, if I can write.
Y'all know we got a sponsor, right?
Yeah,
y'all
we really do.
What? We big,
y'all didn't know. Yes. No, wait, y'all didn't know we had a sponsor?
Shout them out.
Shout out to Anchor. Anchor is our sponsor. That's ANCHOR.com. Check them out. Y'all can start your own podcast and be doing it big just like us for free. No equipment, no nothing. We're just doing it how we on do own. It. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to just start today off by giving a random fact.
Ooh, I love a random fact. Ooh,
fact.
Y'all. Fact of the day. Give me a bigger drum roll. And the random fact... The random fact of the day is bees sometimes stings other bees.
What's that supposed to mean?
Okay, so that y'all know how bumblebees, y'all be, it's the springtime, y'all be getting tired of them little bumblebees, like, zzz, and then stinging y'all.
Yes.
In my ear. Mm-hmm.
They be stinging their friends too.
Oh, I'm weak.
Like, they don't got no love for nobody. They just be stinging people back. Like, y'all know.
Like,
exactly.
I'm weak.
Facts.
I love that fact today.
Y'all like that. I'm putting that on my wall.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so today we're just gonna go ahead and start off. I'm gonna ask y'all a question. So, I have a question here. Hold on. What is your top five? Hold on, what is your top five must-do things before, like, the age of 30?
Okay, I go first.
This is a good question.
It's in order, go, Jen.
Okay, so, y'all, the five things I want to do before I turn 30 is travel to at least five countries. That's what I want to do.
Yes.
I want to already have my career established, having a job, you know, helping people out in the hospital, you know. I'm to be a nurse, y'all, if y'all didn't know. And mm-hmm. I want to at least start a family.
Yeah.
Before I hit 30.
That's good.
I'm going to say, what else? I at least want to hit the five. I'm not gonna say six digit number, but I'm gonna say
Chubbs.
Yeah.
Stop.
You know what, Chubbs? I'm gonna throw a chicken nugget at you.
Wait, is that you, Gianni?
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sorry, Chubbs. I'm weak.
No, I'm just playing. I was just playing. That was him.
What? I'm waiting.
Okay, she lying.
I'm so confused. Who got the chicken box? Who got the box?
She got the chicken.
No, my chicken is in a plastic bowl. Don't play with me.
That's probably what the noise is. Where you get
your okay, y'all. Back to the question. Let's go.
But yeah, my last two things are like I said, I want to at least hit the five digit numbers or at least six digit numbers by the time before I hit 30. Well, by the time I hit 30. And the fifth thing is, I at least want to have a family of dogs, too.
Ooh, family of dogs. Oh, 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, for me, before I'm 30, like, I agree with you, Gianni. I want to be, like, starting my family or already have started. And then, like, I want to, like, because of my, like,
yeah,
y'all, with these noises. Because, like, my, like, what I'm trying to do in my career, like, I want to at least have, like, already written, like, 5 movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what else? I want to swim with some dolphins before I die.
Not the dolphins.
Dolphins. Also, I want to go camping because I never went camping.
Me too. I never went swimming either.
Right. You never went swimming. Yes.
I don't. You know, we're not gonna talk about this on the podcast. That's something we need to discuss on the phone.
Okay. And I think I want to either visit the Grand Canyon or I want to visit Mount Everest.
Okay.
Yes. Chubbs.
Okay. So here are my things before I turn 30. I want to own my own jet. I would like to. I would like to star in movies. I would like to write movies. I would like to have at least one child.
Yeah.
I want to marry the love of my life, and I would like to travel the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, live in California.
Oh, you want to be underwater, sir?
I'm weak.
Sorry.
Okay. So the 5 things that I would like to do before I'm 30 would be, one, give back to the community, because I'm not going to be that type of person.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be the top movie star and have like 5, you know, nominations by then. Travel the world. Have new experiences and stuff like that. Also, hopefully, I'll start a family. Oh, I don't know what, but hopefully. And maybe... You know what? The last one, I don't know, maybe like own the island or something.
Ooh. Oh, shoot.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, but like, that's it.
Okay. Go ahead, Chubbs.
He already won.
I like that.
But if you want to win, I can.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, Chubbs. Okay.
Oh, you're
getting
influence.
Okay. Are y'all ready to play the game, or do y'all
want more questions? I don't think that we have a good podcast yet.
The podcast so they can just be like a little cliffhanger thing.
All right, I got a good question for y'all, and this might start some drama. Hey, but who cares? Okay, which celebrity gets on your nerves the most?
Oh,
the Prince family.
Oh, God.
What?
You can't be stealing my answer.
I'm sorry. No, the Prince family. We're going to talk about this one here.
Who's the Prince?
Damien
Bianca.
How the hell they going to judge?
When it came from the bottom, even know how to get it. Now we good. It was great that we are. Oh, y'all better stop before we get copyrighted.
I'm weak.
I just don't like how they
found her in the strip club.
I just don't like how they influence is like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't like.
Okay.
Alexis Guy. I hate that.
What? You don't like Alexis?
Mm-mm. I do not like her because she tried to come for my good sis Ari. My good sis Purge mask. But it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. Like, I kind of agree with that because I love Ari. But y'all know who my celebrity is since Kiwan stole my.
But Kiwan ain't finished.
Oh, that's Kiwan. You didn't finish?
I mean, no, but like, it's okay.
Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Okay, well, while he's gone, the celebrity, I have two. No, I'm not even going to say the second one, never mind, because I don't got time to be before him. But the first one, I know y'all know I was going to say this, but Donald Trump, like, that orange hair motherfucker get on my last damn nerves, and I'm sorry, like, that. I meant that orange face motherfucker, like, he get on my damn face. I mean, my damn nerves, like, I'm just, oh my God. Oh, go ahead.
I'm back, y'all. I'm sorry.
I would have to say Tory Lanez.
I'm weak. Why?
Don't do him.
Wait, hold on. So look, Tory Lanez, everything about him on his lives is so rated R rated. You're supposed to be this big role model. You're supposed to be this big role model. And every time I go on his live, somebody booty shake. Now, if that's what
he big win too, but that
if this is what he wants to bring to his crew, that's him. And then my other person I hate is Plies and Boosie.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Baby, you know who she is. My rock, but sit the up, hold on the spot.
Oh, him. Him.
And I hate Boosie because the that little put your thing on.
Not Boosie. Not Boosie.
Live, I get $1,000 really is just getting on my nerves.
Put your pussy left on live. I give you $1,000.
Getting on my nerves.
Click on our link and we'll give you another podcast.
I will.
He's getting on my nerves.
He's getting on your nerves because he's alive.
It's because it's quarantine.
So, yeah, then.
Okay. Well, I have another question. This is a little cute question. Since we were talking about families and starting families, everybody wanted to start their family.
I already got my baby daddy took
what?
You take my baby daddy, I'm going to get to you.
Michelle, I wouldn't even ask that. Shut up. But I'm dead. Look, they got you on the podcast, G. But if y'all could have like three, what is the like top three names that y'all would name y'all kids?
Oh, I got that in my notes. Let me go tell y'all.
She ready, y'all.
For like boys or girls, like or boy and girl.
It doesn't matter. It depends on what you want.
All right, so for a girl, I'm gonna do either Kalani, India, or Mila. Or for a boy, I only got Amir, so that's it. I don't really want. I mean, I want a boy, but I don't really got that boy, not that much baby boy name. What about,
for my boy, of course, my dad.
Yeah, my Terrence Jr. Of course, I knew it. Well, I just knew it.
Yeah, for my boy and for my girl, I would actually want to name my girl after my mom, which her name is Stephanie. So I want to name my child Stephanie.
You call her Stephanie, I call her Ebony.
Oh, you did.
Okay. So if I had a girl, like I would name my girl either Treasure or Trinity. I don't know why I just like those names. Like that's why I want twins.
Not Trinity. Trinity is a big bitch.
Help it.
First of all, no, it's not. Okay. Y'all
oh, wait, not healthy.
I'm going to end this damn podcast. Y'all put the stop.
Okay.
And if I have a boy, like, I only have one name, too. Like, I like names in the Bible. So, like, I'm going to name my son
glory
Jeremiah
to God.
Or Jeremiah. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Not glory to God.
Yes. It's Kimon, too.
Okay. If I have a girl, I don't know, but, like, I always wanted to name my daughter Jasmina. If I had a boy, probably like Kiwan Jr. Because you know, somebody would want to have a mini me in the
Kiwan
family.
Kiwan Jr. Okay, I'll be like Kiwan Jr. Come here.
I'm weak.
I'm like, where Kiwan Jr. at? Kiwan, I can't see that. Kiwan Jr.
But like, if I'm weak, if I had like twins or like fraternal twins, like a boy or a girl. They'll probably be like, I don't know, but like, I'm still thinking about it, but, Star and Sky, something like that.
Okay. I like them. Right. Astrology.
Yeah.
Okay. So look, every time we change the topic, it was always like, Okay. Okay. All right. I think I got two more questions. What's one thing that's happened to you that's made you like a better and stronger person?
Going to church. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Cause before I even came to Georgia, I didn't like really go to church like that. So then when I was living with my aunt, I was going to stuff and I bit of the bond with my church family and stuff. They just been there ever since.
Right. I feel like go ahead.
You go.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like for me, like I feel like I feel like I agree with Gianni. Like, I feel like, one, like, when I fit, like, when I just started being closer to God, I feel like I became a stronger person. And being able to vent, like, whenever I was in need of venting, like, I would always be like, I never have nobody to vent to. And then I just realized, like, I do have somebody to vent to. Like, God is always there for me. Like, and then another thing is, like, what's made me stronger is, like, people, like, honestly, like I'm not taking shots at nobody, like, and like, but like, people think, like, when people talk about them, like, that breaks them down. Like, when people talk about me, it just builds me up more. Like,
no,
it just.
I'm talking to my dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm about to say. I'm like, okay, but when people like talk about me and say stuff about me, it just makes me like a stronger person. Like, it just makes me realize, like, you're bitter. Like, I'm the shit. Go ahead, Jeff. I mean, keep on.
What make you like y'all said, God has been one of the most people, and like, you know, and all that. But like, you know, shout out to all the moms that's doing that out there.
Oh yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Because all of that, and
shout out to my mommy.
Just like going back from like all these experiences growing up and going on through these hardships and stuff like that. Like, it's made me like want to do better for her, and you know, keep doing what I'm doing, do better for her, and like. You know, stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say, the time where when I went to jail, that really.
On God, I went to.
That really, when I stayed a day in there, that really like kind of got me thinking.
Chubbs, text me
if I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, Chubbs, you went to jail. Text me after this podcast. Anyway,
yeah, so that really changed me. It really made me look at life, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Don't go into detail.
No, I'm not going to go into detail. That's another story. Like, we want to do a story time. But,
oh, y'all know I actually had that for today's podcast. Wow, like, we tell story times. But, like, that was after the game.
So, Terrence, we got
so it's kind of like that kind of changed me by, like, saying that, like, you know, you're only one step away from making a bad mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good quote. That should be the quote of the day.
Yeah, that's true. That's the quote of the day.
I'm gonna excuse myself real quick. I gotta put my chicken up. BRB off.
I'm weak. Okay. What was the quote of the day, Chubbs?
You're only one step away from making a bad mistake.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'll agree with that. So, my next. Oh, yeah. Okay, but my next question was, do you believe in, like, reincarnation or coming back, like, after you die?
No.
And things
no,
like that?
I believe that once you're dead, you're dead.
Seriously? I know some people that literally just act like, I'm like, y'all gotta be here before, like, for real.
I don't believe that reincarnation has anything to do with God.
Yeah.
True that. Like, I don't believe in it either, but, like, I think it's, like, something or something like that. Like, I don't know. Who knows? Like, once I die and I come back, I might can tell you, I might cannot. I don't know.
Would you be mad if you came back as a cartoon?
Oh, yes. Everybody would. Like yes. Look at their struggles.
Struggle, but they die. I'm talking about, they die for no reason.
I don't even know their purpose, honestly. Why did you put these people, put these things on the earth, please?
Okay, I don't know if y'all want me to get into this last deep question, but I mean, it's up to y'all.
And Brea, did you answer?
Did I answer? Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I did. I said I kind of believe.
Okay, we got a special announcement to make.
Okay, who would like to have the honors of announcing McAss Kisser of the Day?
Okay. Terrence, do you want to have the honors?
No, I think you should.
I think Terrence deserves to do the honors.
Yes, Terrence, you should.
Yeah, technically you should.
Amber, you do it.
No. Well, I always do it. Okay. Y'all just want me to be the bad guy, Chun Li. That's what it is.
No, it isn't.
I'm Chun Li. I get you, Nikki. They want me to be the bad guy.
Okay.
So, I mean, no hard feelings.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
I'm back.
McAss kisser of the day goes to Sean.
Oh my god,
Puma Bear, Sean. Okay. Our reasoning for this, we're not gonna get too much into it. Like, basically, yeah, no, yeah, we're not gonna get into it. Let's just move on. So we have a game to play. What'd you say?
What was the question before I left?
The question before you left was, do you believe in reincarnation?
That's a good question. Honestly, yes and no.
Yes and no. Why?
I don't know. I'm thinking, wondering.
Okay. What happened? Well, y'all ready for the game? Nothing. We just gave out McAss kisser of the day. And yeah.
Hello?
Huh? We just gave out McAss kisser of the day.
Oh my god, it just disconnected. What the fuck?
You not disconnect.
Gianni, you still on here?
Let's go to the game.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, guys, we did a bonus episode, but we had a few technical difficulties that episode, so I'm not gonna post that, but maybe like in the future we might post that like as like a little blooper or whatever. But we were playing a game. We were supposed to play Would You Rather, but I don't think we ever got into it. So Gianni just left. She'll be back, I guess. We're gonna play Would You Rather.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure this game is self-explanatory. You just ask a question, like two hard questions, like would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And you have to answer it, you know. And the next game, just so I can go ahead and let y'all know that, y'all can get ready for that. We're gonna play Smash or Pass.
Yes.
Okay. So y'all ready for Would You Rather?
Hold on.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Would you rather, and I'm reading questions from this thing. Would you rather lick a dirty trash can or the bathroom floor?
Terrence, you can go first.
The bathroom floor.
Why?
Ain't no telling how many people have been in that trash. Ain't no telling. It's just boo-boo in that trash can. Ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just stick it to the floor because I don't know if they mopped it before I flicked it.
What if somebody took a dump on the floor, too?
Why would somebody take a dump on the floor?
Because people do stuff like that.
I'm going to stick with my answer.
Oh, shout out to Lovely Peaches because she shitted on the ground the other day.
Oh my god, we would love.
Oh,
to
yeah,
have
I would love
show.
It.
Now
yes,
I just want to have Peaches.
Come on the show,
please show, Peaches.
Oh, and she's back.
Gianni's back. So basically, Gianni, we're playing Would You Rather, and the question was, would you rather lick a dirty trash can or a dirty floor?
Floor.
Huh? We can't hear you.
Oh, she's having technical difficulties.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
So weak.
What?
Okay.
I'm weak. Kiwa, you never answered.
Oh. The flow.
You rather lick the flow too?
Yes.
I think I'll lick the floor. Nah, I can't lick the floor. I'm like, what if somebody stepped in dog doo doo and then walked into the bathroom floor?
It's just the same as human doo doo.
I'm gonna lick that trash can. Sorry. That is nasty.
It depends on the inside or the outside.
Good question.
I don't know. It doesn't specify. But, okay. Well, would you rather be able to would you rather be able to create a new holiday or a new language?
A new language.
I say holiday.
A new language.
Why do you say language?
Like, we could talk even like when nobody in our business. Like, we could talk without nobody being in our business.
Yeah, true. Kima?
Wait, what was the what you call again? I didn't forget. I'm sorry.
New holiday or new language?
I would like to create a Romans holiday. A Romans holiday.
Roman holiday. A Romans holiday.
I don't know why. I just like, because like it's so many holidays, and I think that are stupid that needs to be gone. But I'm not gonna say. But okay. Like, we just need new holidays.
Valentine's
Day. Just quarantine, like the quarantine holiday. Like, we need a whole week for quarantine. I'm just putting it out there.
Right. Okay. Would you rather, we're about to get a little dirty up in here. Would you rather have sex with the lights on or
with the lights off? Because I would like to see everything.
No.
I want it off. I want it pitch black, dark in there, man.
I want to see everything, every part of your body and everything. It's like a sculpture.
I want it off.
I'm here
turn
for
turn the lights off, right?
No, I'm not. Right. I'm off. Cut it off.
I want to see the face. I want to see it down to the face.
I want to see it off, not see it all. Off. Took it off.
Why you want to see it off for?
I like the lights off because I feel like it's more romantic, and I want candles.
And it sets the mood.
I want music.
But don't you want to like see the body?
I already know how I look.
I wait. But okay.
Okay. Exactly. Like, you gonna see it before or after, either way.
Okay.
So would you rather?
I'm weak.
I'm weak. That tear is gonna be worn out. All right. Would you rather have sex in the shower or?
I like it either way. It goes. I don't care. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with everything.
Kitchen table. I don't want in the shower. I slip.
I'll say a shower.
Not slip.
Terrence. Oh my God. That would be a scene in a movie. I'm weak.
And bust my head.
I'm
with everything, and I put it on my life.
Oh, what's that?
I'm weak. Not gonna play with you. Okay. Would you rather. This is stupid. Would you? Okay. Obviously, we know the answer. Would you rather smell like fart all the time, or drink a diarrhea?
That's a diarrhea milkshake. I would like to smell like fart the whole time.
Because yes. I could put some voice
yeah, me
on.
Too.
I could spray myself down. So I smell like boo boo and cologne.
Now people be thinking putting perfume on make the steak go away.
Nah, hey, it's gonna have to work because I ain't taking no diarrhea. What's wrong?
All right. Would you rather never have sex again or have sex with the warm once?
Okay, I would never have sex again. I'm sorry. I like everything and I'm with every freaky thing, but that's not it.
What happened?
Hold on. It said, would you rather never have sex again or have sex with the walrus?
I'm sorry, but
y'all went for just fuck that walrus.
Hashtag Baja.
Hashtag Baja, you guys. But I'm never having sex again. I'm sorry. I have too much. I have too
y'all
much.
Y'all is stupid. Would you rather? Okay, this one is like explicit, but would you rather watch porn with your parents?
Or
watch
porn with can my I parents? Just die? Can I just die?
Watch porn with my parents.
I'd rather I'm kill not myself. I mean, I'm not promoting self harm, but like, I'd rather than seeing that or watching
yeah,
with
I'm
them.
Have
that's
to
very
watch my parents. Because I'm going to close my eyes the whole time.
I'm weird.
I'm dead. Okay. Would you rather live the rest of your life without sight?
Without sound.
Without
I would
sound.
Like to see.
Because I want
to
see something.
Oh, God. And look, we can use paper to communicate.
Anyway,
I'm weak.
Wait. Would you rather bring back someone you love who died, or someone who was
someone I love?
Who I loved. That's an easy question.
Yes, that's very easy.
Wait, nah. Then again, I want to bring back
Kobe. Kobe.
No, I'm rather bring back Kobe.
Don't call for us, Michael Jackson fans.
Yeah, don't do that.
Beat it, y'all. Beat it.
Bye. 39.
Bye. Okay. Would y'all rather run a marathon or run for mayor? I'm running for mayor because if y'all know me,
y'all, I'm doing track this year. Finally, been able to do it. The running. So,
we're gonna
go to Planet Fitness. Whatever you said, we going to Planet Fitness.
But I'm not even if I'm.
Terrence, you going too? We all
need run to the. I don't need run to the restroom. What make you think I'm gonna run to?
Like, what if you about to shirt on yourself? Like, just like what? What if?
Oh, is it about to happen?
I'm gonna hold it in.
Every call's
right.
Got a
All right,
you ready? Last question.
Would you rather kiss a spider or kiss a mouse?
Mouse.
Because a spider can bite you.
And you're going to get venom.
Yeah.
But like a rat, you can just do a hurry up and kiss and, you know.
Right, I could just, you know what I'm saying?
All right, this is a question for the smart ones out here. Only the real ones to get this. Would you rather receive $50 right now? No, let me up that. Would you rather receive $50,000 right now or receive $100,000
a year?
Oh, no, because if I receive the $5,000 right now, I can double that money and I can start a business.
Right. True.
So I would, the business side of me will say right now, but the longevity side of me will say in the next one.
I'm only saying a one for the year because I can't keep money to save my life.
Do the first option right now, but you can invest in the business and make more than $100,000.
Yeah, but what if that business failed?
Yes. What if it did?
I mean,
people need barbershops.
I mean, but like, what if they don't come to that specific barbershop, though?
Why would I not invest in a business where it's not heavy populated?
Wait, well, yeah.
So okay. I'm going to say the $50,000 right now.
All right. Last question. Would you rather die a quick, painless, and peaceful death in the next 3 years or live a long, comfortable, and happy life, but die in a long...
Now she was about to say hefty.
Come on, but die in a long/painful way.
I would like to die in a slow way, because I can at least live life and have fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I say that.
Because they talking about 3 years.
Ooh. I ain't going to be able to live my life.
Well, you just can. Just live your life.
You can.
Hey, 3 years?
Yes, you can.
But you can't accomplish as much as you can accomplish with the other drugs.
In a whole lifetime.
Okay, I get you.
Okay. Next game. And I'm not the only person that's going to be asking questions.
Okay.
Smash or pass?
Queen Latifah.
I'm dead. Smash or pass? Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears.
Go ahead.
I say smash Britney Spears and I'll pass Miley Cyrus because I don't do Purdue chickens.
Okay.
I'm going to have to choose the same thing he chose.
You are Patsy.
Because Miley Cyrus ain't like she used to be. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wait.
Not to miss the bangers Miley Cyrus.
I miss
instead of the Malibu.
I miss when she was on Disney Channel on Channel 664.
Facts. I can't even lie.
Yeah, I missed that one, but like.
Here we go, everybody. All right.
Bye.
Go ahead, somebody.
Smash or pass Tyrese.
What? How was that? Oh, you ain't even give us a second or a third option.
Who?
Well, technically, you don't have to. Like, okay, well, Tyrese, I mean, like, I'm gonna just keep it short and sweet. He looked like he got a big dick, so I'm gonna smash.
Whoa.
I say pass. Censored. Not my cup of tea.
Censored.
Okay, he looked like he got a big cock.
Censored. Not my cup of tea.
Censored.
Right. Go ahead, Juan.
Not a one. But he's not my cup of tea. That's on everything.
Not tears over it. Come on. Come on.
Would you smash or pass Marilyn Monroe or Madonna?
Smash.
I mean, if you know what, because I don't want to have to choose. But if I gotta choose, Marilyn Monroe is dead, so I'm gonna choose Madonna.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, same.
So, I mean, I ain't smashing no dead body. I ain't Ted Bundy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not.
All right. I'm good. Smash or pass Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift?
I'm going to
Which
smash
one you pass
Selena Gomez. I'm going to smash Selena and pass Taylor.
But we love Taylor.
Bye.
Can we?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Taylor stan, y'all, by the way. Anyways, go ahead, Terrence.
Would you rather smash or pass Ice Cube or LeBron James' son?
His son or him?
Him, LeBron.
Oh, well, if y'all know me, y'all already know I'm gonna pick LeBron because like I love LeBron, so like I'm smashing him. Like I love Ice Cube, but I mean like I'm gonna just have to pick the bone. Mm-hmm. But Ice Cube fine too, though. I can't even cap. Go, y'all.
I mean, I'm with.
I'm about to pass, but both of them.
Why? Yes.
I'm about to pass both of them because I'm not gay.
I don't like old people. I'm sorry.
First of all, LeBron ain't old.
I don't like old people.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not.
They damn near older to be my damn granddad.
No, that's Ice Cube. LeBron is not.
Okay.
LeBron is younger than your mama, Keyboy.
Oh, how old do you think my mama is?
You said your mama 37. LeBron is 35.
She's 39.
Okay. Anyways, would you smash or pass? That bitch from the Titanic or the or the other bitch from Matilda that had the mole.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on both of them.
Why?
I'm smashing that bitch from the Titanic. Not Miss Thorn. What was her name? Miss Thornberry or something?
That bitch,
now she used to put them in the closet. Okay. So, I'm about to give y'all a smash or pass our lovely queen, Nicki Minaj.
I would smash. I mean, that's
no, I would smash with no hesitation.
Yes.
What you gonna do, put a paper bag away?
No. What? What you trying to say?
I mean, I'm not saying that, because I want to see everything. I literally want to sculpt her body.
Ooh.
I mean, so, but yes. Like... I'm just saying that.
I'm gonna smash her, and then she can turn on the lights and see I got like a whole bunch of pictures in my room with her. She can be like, oh, this bitch is a stalker. But go ahead. Terrence.
Would you rather smash or pass Idris Elba or Idris Elba?
Pass, he got the coronavirus.
If he didn't have Idris Elba or LeBron James.
Okay. Why
are you keep putting old people in here?
Bitch, you gonna stop coming for LeBron because he's not old.
Would you rather
LeBron?
LeBron James' son or Dwayne Wade's son?
Are you trying to be funny? You trying to be funny?
No.
Okay, LeBron's son.
Okay.
Go, Kiwan.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they look like.
And just go. Ask your question. Tell us why I don't know what they look like.
He look exactly like his dad. Both of them.
I go with the second option.
Oh, Wade, bitch. Okay.
Dwayne Wade, son.
Yes.
Okay. First of all,
if it's money between money between, because I am a vending machine. Vending machine.
First of all, Terrence, his daughter.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'm weak. Being disrespectful. His daughter.
I didn't even. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm weak.
Zaya.
Who? LeBron.
No. Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know nothing about this. I'm weak.
Anyways, go ahead, Keywon.
Would you smash or pass a vacuum cleaner or or a trash can?
Damn, Trev's gone. Oh, smash. Now he said some shit and he go. Anyways, now he was being disrespectful. He had to go. All right, I'm a smash and pass the vacuum cleaner.
Why?
Because, okay, like, the vacuum cleaner guy, you know, like the tubes you could take out?
Yes.
And you could just use that as a dig.
I'm weak. I'm weak.
Anyways, smash and pass Lana Del Rey.
I'm here for it, Lana Del Rey. I want you to beat me up. Please beat me up. I'm with all of it. When I tell you I'm with everything. I put that on my life. especially bondage. I love bondage. Tie me up. Spank me.
What the hell is going on?
Nothing, but just know, Lana Del Rey, if you're hearing this podcast, you can get it.
Fingers in the booty ass, boy.
Oh, no, no. I want that. Except for that, put her fingers in my butt. That's off limits. I'm sorry.
Chubb, where you went? Where you went? Where you went? Where you went? Where you fit? Where you my fit? Where you fit? Where you fit?
Okay.
Okay, you're supposed to have a good connection to the fucker.
My connection is stupid. No. Deep as you hear me.
Who sent you, nigga?
Alright. We're pinky and white.
Smash or pass, Riri.
Backtracking off of what I said to Lana Del Rey, he can go for Riri. Love you, Rihanna. But I want to know when this album coming. You keep lying about this.
Yeah, let's speak about that, Miss Rihanna. Miss Rihanna, you said you was giving us an album in December of 2019. It's
what
2020.
The fuck is it?
We've been in quarantine all this time and you still ain't drop R&R. What is wrong
drop
with
a
you?
Song? I'm sorry, but that song that you dropped with, who was it again, y'all?
No, listen, we don't want no song with nobody. We want to hear Riri. no disrespect to Party Next Door, but we want to hear Riri.
Yeah, I don't really care about Party Next Door.
Yeah, I don't either. I listen to your music, but like, I don't care about you right now. I want to hear Rihanna.
He can't do nothing without Drake.
I'm weak.
Now, y'all are going to...
I like Party Next Door music. It's just a simple fact. I want to hear Riri.
Come and see me.
Get your own
flavor, sir. Just want you to come see me.
Get your own flavor, sir. That is
not a sucker. Now she was talking about some yeah.
Anyway, smash or pass. Kayla Nicole, my bitch.
I love her.
Yes.
I mean, and I love that the fact that she she's into like the Tharpo thing. I mean, kudos to you.
Yep. Terrence?
Who?
Okay, Kayla Nicole. The girl who went famous for doing that little ponytail.
Kayla Nicole, I don't know how she look. So I'm going to say pass.
Kiwar, you know, I mean, you act like Kiwar, you don't care what Nicole is.
No, sometimes I genuinely do not know who these people are.
I'm not for the blame, y'all. Where is Gianni?
They passed.
Now Gianni gone. Okay. Well. Okay. I'm tired of that game. So let's do something else. What do y'all want to do?
I don't know.
Y'all want to do finish the lyric?
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all sure y'all want to do this?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get out again. Like last episode. If y'all rewatched the last episode.
No, not freestyle. This ain't Friday. This not freestyle Friday. This is finish the lyrics. The song lyrics.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this game. I know every song.
You know every song.
Every song. Give me some right now, except for some in the 90s.
Oh, well. Okay. You know what? I'm giving you something in the 90s.
On the perfect day, I know that I can count on you.
What goes next?
Ooh.
No, wrong.
Because I need some.
No, wrong, but, wrong.
Okay, Miss Keisha, I'm done with this game. I'm out.
It's when that's not possible. Tell me. Look, okay, because y'all act like I don't know the 90s. Okay, so.
I already told you I don't know nothing past 2000.
Just last week, I told him to pick a side.
I bust shots, don't duck if it don't apply.
Okay, period. Terrence, for you. I'm the type to make niggas think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million.
Put one in your head and say your pops can kill you. You fucking with me.
Embryo, I got one for you.
You gotta be kidding.
Okay. You ready, Embryo?
Period. Yeah.
I've got a secret. Can you keep that?
Swear this one your slave. But a locket in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. Okay, y'all go. Your chance.
Hello?
Yeah.
Do y'all want me to ask the questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This for keyboard. Better. That ass clapping on the D, Hercules on him.
I keep it type of zaddy.
No,
like,
no.
Okay.
My name is Batty.
Bitch, stop giving me just Nicki Minaj lyrics.
Okay. Okay, this for Terrence. I don't know if you listen to Beyonce.
No.
You listen to Rihanna?
No.
Ariana Grande?
No.
Nicki Minaj?
A little bit.
Taylor Swift?
No.
Okay, Chubbs, you need to get some diversity on your fucking playlist.
I listen to like Jhené Aiko, her, Kalani.
Oh. You know a lot of songs by Jhené Aiko?
Yeah.
All right. That just sounds hesitant.
Now he don't really know because I'm about to hit him with this.
What's up?
Nah, I'm you know, I ain't even gonna do it. Sounds off on the web. I'm gonna just go ahead and give you Chubbs. Okay. Now he knew he didn't know it. Okay. Hold on. The shit that always happened to me. Why don't we just play for keeps?
My fault. What's up?
Nigga, okay.
Give me a song.
All right, I'm gonna just keep it simple for you. ain't let nobody hit since you with it. You know, I always know what to do with it.
And I could go crazy on cuz.
No. But ain't no me and you without you in it.
Shit. But I did.
Chubbs. You think so, Keyboard?
Okay. I don't know.
I got one for Keyboard. You ready?
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, wait. Killing me softly.
And I'm still falling.
Still the one I need.
I don't know what's deep with you. Okay. Here go for you, Terrence. I'm in this bit with TP. I'm in this bit with 4J.
That nigga all in my face. 500 rats in my face.
500 rats in my face. 500 rats in the blood.
What you know about pulling up? In Bentley truck.
Make it bitch you fall in love. All of my niggas don't go. None of my niggas no hoe. All of my niggas want smoke. All of my girls get together. We came from the bottom. We used to wear each other clothes. Come on now, what's up?
And that's on period. Like, you know that? Yes. Okay. Keep on this for you. It'd be hard not to kill a hoe because I'd be tempted.
It'd be hard not to kill a hoe because I'd be tempted. I'd be minding my hoes be riding dick.
I
can't say it right because I don't know the lyrics all the way, but I know she said that. Some shit like that.
It'd be hard not to look up. That'd be just now, I'd be counting money, buying jewelry, hoes be riding dick.
That's what you said.
You said la 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 loopsie. Something like
that. I did not say nothing about no la 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 loopsies.
Okay. Okay, I don't like this game because I don't like trying to think out these
lyrics. I know that's right.
All right, so y'all, we're approaching the last hour, so we have 5 more minutes to just talk about random shit. So anybody want to have the honors of telling the story time for 5 minutes? Or 4 minutes? Or 3 minutes?
Okay, I will.
Go ahead.
Okay. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
And you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start it out. What's up all that time ago? Okay, for real. Being serious. Okay, I was like around I was in the 8th grade at the time. So I went out with this girl. I don't want to name names, but like
name them.
We're going to call her Love.
Hey, this is the real podcast. Name it.
Her name is Love.
That ain't her name.
I know. Well, I'm not dropping no names. But Love, her name is Love. Okay. We was going out and whatever. So, you know how, you know, the end of the year comes and stuff. Okay, you know how the end of the year comes and, you know, you're about to graduate from, what you call it, moving on to 9th grade. We had this dance, but I know, she was like, at first she was like, she didn't want to go with me. So, I was like, okay, and stuff. So, I get in this class with my friend. I'm not going to name his name. This girl basically asked him out and he didn't want to go with her. So, he asked me did I want to go with her. So, I was like, you know what, since my girl ain't going to go with me, I might as well just, you know, go with this other girl, so she's not gonna be there, and I don't want to be there by myself. So I said yeah, and then hold on.
I'm wait.
He left.
No. Okay, so yeah, that happened, and then like I didn't even know the girl was friends with Love, so. Love came back to me and hit me up like, so this girl, like, she played out real cool too. She was like, so I was talking to this girl and she told me that you were going to the dance with her. And so I knew, I was like, oh shit. I said, I knew she got me. And tell me why. The next day I get screwed. I'm thinking it's over with. She over it. But the two girls come up to me and confront me. And I'm like, whoa. You know, we had a big argument about that. And then she decided to, you know, come me to the dance or whatever. But it was, like, still awkward because, like, I knew the girl was over there talking shit and all that. And, you know. If you don't stop that shit,
Okay. Well, folks, that's all for this podcast. I'm crying.
Hashtag my process.
Hashtag my hashtag 30 minute shower. Hashtag everything. Hashtag everything above. Anyway, so let's go. So that's the end. We're approaching the end of this podcast. We hope you loved it for today. Today.
It's your boy Kiwan signing off.
We'll be back tomorrow for another podcast. Hope y'all liking our podcast. Leave some feedback. If you click on our link to do this podcast, you can leave us a message and we'll put your message in. Like, we're going to start doing listen to what y'all saying. Cause like we can,
That y'all know they can leave us a message on here, right? And we can play it on here.
Yeah. Or like if y'all trying to be like a special guest on this podcast and talk about serious topics, I mean, we're down.
Mm-hmm. We would love to have other like minds and things discuss stuff with us. And yes. So that's it for today, folks. Join us tomorrow. And we're out.
Goodbye.
See ya.